Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamieson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Sam Rice. Batting second. The second baseman, Bucky Harris. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Brouwer. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bobby Lamotte. Batting eighth. The catcher, Val Pisanik. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eric Erickson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Eric Erickson. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans strikes out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harris for the out. Two outs. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge takes first base on ball four. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Judge moves to third. Frank Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lamotte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah takes first base on ball four. Bobby Lamotte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamotte hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Val Pisanik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Peckinpah moves to second. Two outs. Eric Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peckinpah scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McInnes moves to second. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a pop-up towards the mound. Erickson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Gosselin picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Gosselin. McInnes scores. O'Neill goes all the way around to score. Jameson moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into right field. Brower settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jameson tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lamott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Judge hits a line drive into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gosselin hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Brower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brower is 0-for-1 in the game. Brower hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood strikes out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Peckinpah hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peckinpah moves to second. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. One out. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek is 0 for 1 in the game. Pisanek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and has Peckinpah trapped. There's the throw to Wamsgans, who tags Peckinpah for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Erik Eriksson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eriksson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Eriksson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Neill for the out. McInnes moves to second. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhel hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Goslin, who is chasing the ball. Uhel reaches third base with a triple. McInnes scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wamsgans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Zachary now pitching. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Speaker trying to get to third. Peckinpah throws to Lamott, who tags Speaker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Judge hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner takes first base on ball four. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McInnes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gardner moves to third. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Neill hits a fly ball into right field. Brower settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gardner tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Indians. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Uhel hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Brower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brower is 0-for-2 in the game. Brower hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops it up and throws to first, with Uhel covering, for the out. One out. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peckinpah strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lamott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Speaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek is 0-for-2 in the game. Pisanek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary hits a pop-up towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. McInnes bunts towards first. Judge scoops it up and throws to first, with Harris covering, for the out. Sewell moves to third. Gardner moves to second. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. O'Neill is walked intentionally. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Uhel for the out. Sewell scores. Gardner moves to third. O'Neill moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-1, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jameson hits a line drive into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harris is hit by the pitch. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer is 0-for-3 in the game. Brouwer hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Brouwer reaches second base with a double. Judge goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2 Indians. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Speaker moves to second. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Speaker moves to third. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lamott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Smith pinch hits for Val Pisanik. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clyde Millan pinch hits for Tom Zachary. Clyde Millan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Millan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.